Okay, Chevra, welcome back. Welcome back. I want to give you some themes to talk about at the Seder. Not really talk about this. When you look at the Haggadah as an overall theme, you know, this is how to look at this. This is one of the ways to look at the entire theme of the Haggadah. You know, that we all know that when it comes to the Haggadah, if I ask you what's the point of the entire Haggadah, you'll say the obvious, which is what all the Mefarshim say. The obvious would be because you want to review and recycle and think deeply about all the miraculous events that happened in Mitzrayim, so that it'll return you to the memories of the Haggadah, so that you should think and thank at the end of Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's the big overarching theme, so to speak, of what the entire Haggadah is about. That's the first list. But when you go through the Haggadah, at some point, you got to start scratching your head. Like, what's going on? Because much of the Haggadah is not describing or depicting the Sipur, the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but instead, it's talking about some of the minutiae of the stories of the stories, or the halachos, and I want to give a framework today as to why we do that, and I think that this will be an experience as to what the Geula is about. So, we all begin the famous story of the four Rebbes sitting together in Bnei Brak, right? They're sitting together in Bnei Brak, and the five Rebbes, and then at the very end of the story, they say, "Oh, Rebbe, Higi Yizman Kriya Shmo Shel Shachris." Okay, very nice. A couple questions on this. First of all, what were the Rebbes doing? Second of all, what time is Kriya Shma tomorrow, today, right? Some of you guys are getting up early now. But like, you know, on vacation, you might try to... What time is Sof Zman Kriya Shma? About 3 hours after sunrise? When does the mitzvah of Sipo Yetzias Mitzrayim end? It ends at either Chatzos the night before, or, according to some Shitas, when Olos HaShachar happens, the dawn of the night before. So what are they doing for those next 3 hours, still hacking, up until Rebbe Yigiz Man Kriya Shma Shel Shachris? You ever wonder about that, right? Scratch your head. You never wondered about it because you know when Sof Zman Kriya Shma is. But if you think about it, Sof Zman Kriya Shma is on a perfect 6-to-6 day, 9 o'clock. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim ends at 6. Kasha. I ask you another kasha. These are not my kasha, by the way. Kasha is the Brisker Rav, which I saw in this beautiful sefer by Rav Gladstein. Beautiful stuff. I looked in the Brisker Rav. It's not in the Brisker Rav. It's in the Haggadah of the Beis Ali. Second kasha he asks. He asks numerous kashas, but it's a very funny story. The Chacham, he wants to know what's going on. What's the whole story of the Seder? He says, what's the deal with all these Eidos, Chukim, Mishpatim, and what's the answer that they give him? What's the answer? How do you've read the Haggadah? What do we tell the Chacham? We tell them the halachas. You can't conclude the Pesach. After the Korban Pesach, you're not going to put anything in your mouth. Because for whatever reason, the time is because when the night finishes, you're supposed to leave with the taste. But we don't tell him. The answer would have been, what are all these laws? We should have said, because Avadim Hayinu b'Faro b'Mitzrayim, we were slaves in Egypt, and then it was like backbreaking labor, and blah, 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 blah. He was asking an Ernst question. The Chacham was coming and saying, what's the deal? And instead we give him an answer that's so cryptic and so unusual. We tell him a halacha. Tell me the story. That's the mitzvah of the night. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But instead we give this whole spiel about the Afikomen and when it is, and we give him a halacha. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? This is the kasha the Brisker Rav asks. So based on a Tosefta, the Brisker Rav says, no, the answer is obvious, but we're going to take it one step beyond. What's the answer going to be? That part and parcel of the mitzvah of telling over Yetzias Mitzrayim are the halachos of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Meaning, licked in so that you can't separate the two. There is a mitzvah of telling the story, and that's what we do with the Seder. That's the Haggadah. But the design of the Haggadah is done in a way where all the halachos are put in there, because that's part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it's based on a Tosefta at the end of Pesachim. Now we can understand why they have this whole spiel about that they kept going. Because what do you think they were doing from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock until the guy tapped on his shoulder? Rebbe, we're already up to Sof Zman Kriya Shema. What were they doing? L'chora, what they were doing is continuing the tumult in the conversation about the halachas. Clearly, they weren't about seaboard, but oh, what do we do now? I gotta go. I gotta. Why do we answer the chacham ein maftir nachar pesach afikolnu? Because why? Because he was telling them these are the halachas of Pesach, which is licked into the Sipur Yetziv Yitzrayim. All good and well. And by the way, this is why when we have the four sons, we start off by saying Baruch HaMokom Baruch Hu, one of my favorite songs is the Seder. Why do we start? Because that is what we call a Birchas HaTorah, again, part and parcel of Sipur Yetziv Yitzrayim. All great. But really? Is it really part of the Sipur? I mean, if I asked you, what's a story, and you want to make a story boring, you're going to bring in halachos. When I watch a movie, I want to see that the movie is telling me a plot, and the plot is depicting the story. I don't want to see the producer and how he made the movie, and what the result is post-movie we're supposed to do. That's not really part of the story. So why is it that the halachos, why does the Tosefta say, why does the Brisker Rav explain all these things, that the halacha is a part of the Sipur Yetziv Yitzrayim? And this is, I think, a game changer. This is, I think, what the vision has to be. And I look at you guys, and I look at guys coming back from Eretz Yisrael, and you could relate to this. It's something very hard to share with a 12th grader. They don't hear it. They say that, no, Rebbe, you're wrong. But there is a Nitziv, my favorite Nitziv, Al HaTorah, and he doesn't say this Nitziv in here of Gladstein, but I think it's Mukhruch, and we'll see a couple things that he says. There's a famous Nitziv. There are four languages of Gula. No, this is something you can know. What are the four languages of Gula? The first one is Hoseisi, the second one is Hitzalti, the third one is Galti, and the fourth one is Lakachti. Why do we need four languages of redemption? Lachora, like what is God, ChatGPT? You type in a word, give me four synonyms for freedom, and he gives you those four synonyms? Like, that's why we drink four cups of wine? What's the pshat? What's the significance of these four languages of redemption? It's much more than synonyms. They're different stages of redemption. They're different stages of freedom. What are the four stages? The first one is after Kinim. This is all in the Nitziv. After Kinim, Hashem releases us from, the Mitzrayim release us from the back-breaking labor. After the sixth Makeh, Shchin, Hashem releases us from labor in Egypt. Ga'alti is us getting released from Egypt. And finally, you know what Lakachti is? Which is Lakachti? What is that stage of the redemption? Ki yikach ish isha. Should know that for those you learn Kiddushin Daf Beis. What is Lakicha? What is the word Kicha? It represents marriage. Where was the marriage between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By Har Sinai. Zok the Nitziv, the Geula, the final part of the redemption, is not us leaving Egypt, but rather it's Kabbalah Satara. What is freedom? I was just talking with somebody about this. What is freedom? Freedom is not being released the shackles from. You know, we think of freedom very often. We think of like, okay, I'm dating myself. There's an old movie, but we used to watch movies on the DRS bus. Before everybody had their own devices, they used to play movies. And we used to clean them up. We send them to the Mormons. The Mormons would clean them up, and we could watch them were clean. So Mel Gibson in Braveheart, the last scene, Mel Gibson's got those shackles, and he yells, freedom! Right? Because what's freedom? We think freedom means I release the shackles. Zakhtin Itziv, no! You know what freedom is? Freedom is Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Sitting and engaging in Torah. We are not free. Ein ben chorin elamisha yazik b'Torah, Pirkei Avos says. We do not complete the stage of the Geula, says the Nitziv, until the Torah is given. Up until then, what do we do? We're just running away. We haven't run to anything. We haven't accomplished anything. We haven't gained anything. We haven't developed that relationship. Marriage is the ultimate freedom, right? What is marriage? Marriage is not necessarily, what do we say in marriage? You're usher to everybody in the world. That's what the bracha is by marriage, under the chuppah. And then we say, right, your brother's going to get married, you're going to hear it. V'ish asher usher lan arusos. He makes everybody usher. That's freedom. Freedom is vision, purpose, the Torah. The tachlis, the purpose of everything in Mitzrayim is not to get out of Mitzrayim, but rather it's to receive the Torah. Licked into the story, the Sipur Yetziv Mitzrayim has halachos. Why do we have all of those halachos within the story of Yetziv Mitzrayim? Says Rav Gladstein, Amar Dekachidush, because it's telling us that we have to learn Torah because that is the step of freedom. it's not just the release from slavery, it's the reception of the Torah. So we have all of these halachas. The four banim, they're learning halachas. The rebbe's are tumulting the next day. You know what they're doing? They're freedom. Freedom means I don't need to sleep. I don't need anything. They're sitting in steiger. They're not even aware of the time. They're so with. The Ksava Kabbalah writes something remarkable. Avram was promised in the Bris Ben Abisarim, he was promised that Klal Yisrael was going to leave Berechush Gadol with tremendous booty. And they did. But the Ksava Kabbalah says, you know what that Rechush is? You know what the Rechush Gadol is? The Torah. The Raya is, the Mitzrayim wanted I think it was the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes writes that when the Mitzrayim were punishing us and they were torturing us, there were two elements of Gullus. There's the Gullus that's physical, and there's the Gullus that's spiritual. The Mitzrayim were coming to us from two angles. Especially if you read in Agad, the love and Lavan clearly was only a spiritual one. He wanted to support Yaakov, but it was a spiritual annihilation, which is what we're in the middle of in America, subtly now, but that's a whole other conversation. Therefore, our redemption is not just on a physical level, it's on a spiritual level. When we left the Rechush Gadol that he's talking about, says the Ksava Kabbalah, it's talking about us leaving to receive the Torah. That's the Rechush Gadol that we're going to have. The greatest possession that we're ever going to have in our lives is the Torah. Last night, some of you had gone in the past, but I was watching on Rabbi Brazil's status, the Chasana, one of the great Chasanas of all time. What is the Chasana? It's between the boys and Rabbi Yudin Shir and their Gemaras, right? The real, genuine simcha that happened that night, the freedom that one has when you can go 8 hours without your phone and just be around people who are like-minded, like you are running towards something that is very special, is such a special moment. You can't understand what real freedom is until you've experienced it. 3 hours of a Seder sitting in Steigen, getting close to Hashem, no phone. Because today we're all slaves. We're all slaves to the that which is around us, the technology, whatever it is. That's not what it's about. But the Haggadah, licked into the Haggadah, all of those halachos are telling us one thing and one thing only. It's telling us that the ultimate freedom and the reason for the Gula concludes not when we left Egypt, but rather than we receive the Torah. Let it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by the way, there's also Agav, Pesach to Shavuos. This is this theme. Sfas Emes writes that Sfiras HaOmer is merely a Chol HaMoed between those two, as bridging the gap between the leaving, the exodus, the physical Geula, and the spiritual redemption of Shavuos. So, let it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have a Pesach where we feel the Cheres, and that we start the Sfiras HaOmer, and we start getting ready for Kabbalah Satorah. Zay Gazut and Shtark. Have an amazing day.